This is Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, speaking once again with Pastor Pat Bailey, but this time about an upcoming spiritual adventure. Pat calls it Four Meditations in Nature, and it takes place Friday, August 23rd through Sunday, August 25th at the High Camp Hutz. Pat, thanks so much for joining me.
My pleasure, Susan.
So why did you develop the Four Meditations in Nature program, and what's it all about?
Well, Susan, this program was the project portion of my doctoral dissertation. And so my dissertation was about finding ways to talk about our spiritual lives and our religious vocations in ways that don't separate out God and nature. So the model I developed was the interdwelling of spirit and nature. The felt need to do that comes from my own experiences of how nature helps to open me to that deeper presence of spirit. Nature and spirit are oriented toward one another and find their home in one another. So the four meditations are designed to bring participants to a deeper and fuller awareness of nature and of spirit in our experiencing. You know, Susan, I'm often surprised to find how narrowly persons experience nature, interpret nature, and how little nature influences their overall perspectives and their stages of consciousness. While some clearly have some peak experiences in nature, few have a developed spiritual practice involving nature in ways that help provide a deeper and fuller life integration and an expansion of consciousness and wholeness. You know, we see it every day. Some view nature as a gymnasium with which to strengthen the body, skiing, hiking, kayaking, or as a playground, a recreational facility. So they do golf, jeep rides, fly fishing, things like that. And again, peak experiences sometimes occur, but within a narrow perspective on nature. Some enjoy and are inspired by the beauty of nature while maintaining a third-person perspective of their relationship to it. Some integrate limited entities and locations or environments into their sense of self, but never consider the broader ethics of social ecological interdependence. A more integrated spiritual practice that expands awareness of one's experience in the interdwelling of nature and spirit can help illuminate the spiritual aspect of every experience in life and in all dimensions of our life.
Wow, that is a wonderful, wonderful answer. And this seems tailor-made for people in Telluride. Tailor-made.
Yeah, well, I certainly was inspired by being here.
Right. So how do you enact that concept, those concepts, into this retreat program, and what are the contents or contexts of the four different meditations?
Yeah. Well, each meditation is a two-hour experience, practiced at intervals over the two main days of the retreat. The exercise is, in effect, one meditation involving four multidimensional perspectives that are taken from the four quadrants of Ken Wilber's Integral Operating System. So for the first two meditations, participants are looking at nature objectively or from a third-person perspective. They're invited to concentrate their attention on entities of nature or the various environments they encounter and to experience it as an it or its. In the third meditation, participants are invited to take a second-person perspective, or subject to subject, I, thou, if you will. Here they are having a relational experience with nature. And finally, in the fourth meditation, they are invited to experience the I am of nature, the I am who they are. And this is also a deeply felt experience of the I am of spirit, whom we are. And also through all of the meditation, participants are invited to notice when their state of consciousness begins to shift from gross or normal consciousness to more subtle states, to notice when words and concepts begin to diminish and we become more deeply present to the experience. So each two-hour meditation is practiced in the rich environment within which the High Camp Hut is located.
Wow, it sounds magical. So how did you come to choose? There are so many possibilities in the Telluride region. Why did you choose the High Camp Hut as the venue?
Well, we did our first of our four meditations in nature retreat last September, and we did it at the Hut. Really is the perfect location for this kind of experience. Located near Lizard Head Pass, it's only 17 miles from Telluride. The cabin sits on at 11,000 feet on the edge of a high alpine meadow with views of Sheep Mountain and San Miguel Peak and distant views of Mount Wilson, El Diente, and Lizard Head Peak. It requires a two-hour hike to get there, which guarantees privacy without being too isolated. The surrounding wilderness offers plenty of space for participants to practice their meditations alone, but with well-defined boundaries to prevent persons from getting lost. And the opportunities for deeply experiencing nature really abound there. The persons who attended our retreat last September came away with real transformative experiences, but they also learned how to be more deeply present in nature and spirit in the practice of their daily lives.
Wonderful. So if people are interested in participating, I've written down what they should do about how to contact you. Do you have anything else to add to that?
No, just let me know. We still have a couple of slots that are available for folks to attend, and we want to try to, there'll be 10 participants, and then Deb and I to help facilitate, and so just let me know as soon as possible so we can get you on the list.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. This is Susan Vibrock having my sort of weekly discussions with Pastor Pat Bailey. He's going to take a break for a couple of weeks after this conversation, but we have been discussing an upcoming spiritual adventure at the High Camp Huts, and that is called Four Meditations in Nature. Space is severely limited to 10 people, so contact Pat in the variety of ways we've written about in the post as soon as possible. And thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Susan.
You're welcome.